Hi everybody, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Brian.
So today we're talking about a kind of exercise.
Yeah.
And just looking at the two of us, you can tell which one does more exercise than the other. And the type of exercise we're talking about is called TRX. And I know for a fact that you're one of the people who does it.
Yes, I am in a TRX class that I go to.
Wow.
And, well...
Is it good? Is it fun?
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It's interesting. It's different, you know.
Hard work?
It's hard. You know, you can go a little bit easier if you want, but it is definitely, if you push yourself, then it is a very good exercise to do.
Okay, now, you guys out there may be asking, TRX, what's that? You can see pictures in our magazines, but what we're going to do now is read through the article and tell you all about it. Let's take a look.
Reading.
Workout in full swing with TRX. Flipping through fitness magazines, you might come across people hanging from ropes while exercising. This odd-looking workout is known as Total Body Resistance Exercise, or TRX, and it's gaining in popularity worldwide. Invented by a U.S. Navy SEAL, TRX was designed as an easy-to-carry way for soldiers to stay fit while traveling. TRX uses fairly simple equipment, two straps connected to a clip attached to a horizontal pole. People using TRX do a variety of exercises such as push-ups and pull-ups using these straps. Since the individual is moving their own body mass, there's no need for heavy weights. Strong back muscles, good core strength, and balance are required for TRX. Although you can get a tight figure and improve your balance by doing TRX, you can also get injured if you're not careful. Like any exercise, it's best to stretch before and after TRX. If you don't do so, you'll be feeling pain in your newly formed muscles for days after exercising. Yet, with proper rest, you can return to your regular gym routine. If getting in shape in a unique way is what you want, give TRX a try.
The article begins with, "Flipping through fitness magazines, you might come across people hanging from ropes while exercising." Okay, so this sounds different.
Interesting.
Right.
So here we use the verb flip. Now, flip can mean kind of jumping head over heels.
Right.
But when we talk about flipping through something, particularly through, then we mean quickly turning over the pages of a book or a magazine.
Right.
Both ways, it's spelled F-L-I-P. It is a verb. So you could flip through the pages of a book, for example, to find a picture or to find the start of the chapter.
Right.
Something like that.
So the pages are going over. Over and over until you find
it almost
the right
makes
one.
The noise. Flip, flip.
Yeah. So, if you're flipping through a magazine, you might come across something about people using ropes to exercise. Now, when we come across something, basically, we find something.
Yeah, we encounter it.
We have come to a place, and here it is in our way.
Yeah.
And
you could
I guess
you could say you come across something when you're walking around town.
Right.
Yeah, you come across an old friend in the supermarket.
Right. You're not expecting to find this
thing. Exactly. You don't find it on purpose. You find it by accident.
Well, that also happens to be our shortcut for you for today. So why don't we go to a clip about that, and we'll see you back here in a bit.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Vina, you'll never guess what I came across the other day.
You came across a road. I saw you.
Actually, when we say come across something, we mean to find by chance.
Now I get it. To come across means 偶然发现，碰见。
That's right.
So, what did you come across the other day?
Well, I came across a hat that I think would just be perfect for you.
Really? Did you take a picture?
Even better. I bought it for you. Perfect!
So we're talking about a TRX today, this kind of exercise that Brian's done a bit of, to make him big and strong. And you might see this odd looking thing in a fitness magazine. And our article is going to give us a bit more information. It says, this odd looking workout is known as Total Body Resistance Exercise, or TRX. So T for total body, R for resistance, and X for exercise in kind of a cool way. And TRX, the article says, it's gaining in popularity worldwide.
Right.
We've got a few words to look at here. The first is workout. It's all one word as a noun, W-O-R-K-O-U-T, workout, and it's just a period of exercise. It can also be a two-word verb. I'm going to work out, I worked out, I'm working out right now. Mm-hmm. But as a noun, it's all one word.
Right. It's a period of exercise, or it could be a routine that you go through.
So several different movements
so
or stretches or something like that.
You plan out, I'll do this first, then this, and then that, and then that, and that is my workout for today.
Next, we're going to look at the word resistance. Resistance is spelled R-E-S-I-S-T-A-N-C-E, resistance. And it's a noun, and resistance can mean several things. Here, it means when something physically pushes against you, or you push against something and it kind of pushes back.
Right. For example, like, there's some resistance here.
If there's no resistance, I'll just fall over.
So that's resistance, pushing two forces in opposition. Okay? So we could talk about, for example, I was trying to open the door, but there was some resistance. So maybe there's something on the other side of the door stopping you from opening it.
Now, the article goes on to say, invented by a U.S. Navy SEAL, TRX was designed as an easy-to-carry way for soldiers to stay fit while traveling.
Okay
so this person was a U.S. Navy SEAL, which is a kind of special soldier.
Yeah, like sort of a strong, very, very well-trained type of soldier.
Yes, most people in the Navy work on ships, but the SEALs go off and then they go in on missions and try to attack.
Cool. And so he invented this. It's like, I travel a lot, I go on boats sometimes. Mm-hmm. I need to stay fit while I travel. Let's invent this. It's easy to carry. So why? Why is it so easy?
Well, the article says, TRX uses fairly simple equipment. Two straps connected to a clip attached to a horizontal pole. We're talking about some interesting equipment in here.
Okay.
The first word we should look at is fairly.
Yeah.
Now, if something is done fairly, or we describe something as fairly, it means to a reasonable extent, not extreme in any way.
Yeah, so fairly simple would be, it's not ridiculously simple, but it's not at all complicated. Fairly heavy would be a little heavy, but not too heavy.
Right, or we could say the walk up the mountain is fairly easy. There are steps, so it's not, you know, too difficult, just a little bit.
Okay, so this equipment involves straps, okay? Strap is S-T-R-A-P, strap, and it's a narrow, flat piece of material used to wrap around objects, maybe like that thick, it's long. I mean, a belt that you would wear is almost like a strap.
Right.
You just put it around you.
Yes, you could use it to hang from something as
well. Which is kind of a bit like what you do here, but it involves clips.
Right, well, the clips hold the straps onto the bar.
Or a pole, yeah.
Yeah, or a pole. Now, a clip is any sort of device that holds things in place. It closes, locks, and or just closes in general. For example, like paper clips hold papers together.
Yep.
Hair clips hold hair up.
Yep.
And there are many, many more clips that just lock and hold things in place in one way or another.
These hold the straps to the pole.
Right.
Okay, a pole is spelled P-O-L-E, pole. It's a long sort of, I'd say round or cylinder object. It's similar to a stick. So, for example, you could talk about a flagpole.
Right.
The flag is at the top of a tall metal pole.
Right.
This is a bar that's kind of along the ceiling, I guess.
Yes. Yes, it is horizontal, as the article says. Now, if something is horizontal, it means it is, well, sideways. It is parallel to the ground. So if a pole goes up this way, we would say that's vertical.
Yep.
And if a pole goes this way, it's horizontal.
Okay, so then these straps are held on there with a clip
hanging down.
And there's rings at the end of the...
There'll be some triangles
something
or something that you can hold on to.
Straps.
And
okay.
then you can, that way you can pull yourself up or do push-ups and things like
cool.
that.
Cool. The article says, people using TRX do a variety of exercises, such as push-ups, which is pushing yourself off the ground, pull-ups, which pull yourself up, using these straps, okay? Now, and since the individual, the person, like Brian, he's moving his own body mass, so there's no need for heavy weights, okay?
Right.
He's not picking up other things and lifting them, he's lifting his body mass.
Right, so you lift yourself, push yourself in some way.
Okay.
Right.
Because your body mass is basically the size and really the weight of your body. It's all the weight that you carry. So if you're, say, 60 kgs or 70 kgs, that is your body mass. And that's how much you will lift or move or push when you do the exercises.
Essentially. Now, the article continues, strong back muscles, good core strength, and balance are required for TRX. Now, we know what back muscles are.
Please.
Core strength, well, core strength is strength that comes from the muscles in your stomach as well as your lower back area.
Okay.
So all of this would be your core, and if you have lots of strength here, then, you know, you can have great balance.
Okay, which means just not falling over or not going too much one way.
Right.
Okay, now the article says, although you can get a tight figure and improve your balance by doing TRX, you can also get injured if you're not careful, okay?
Right.
So you can't be crazy with these straps because you could get injured. So injured is spelled I-N-J-U-R-E-D, injured, and it just means you're hurt in some way. You've damaged your body.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I injured my leg playing football last week, so now I need to rest.
Right, you can't walk very well. Your leg hurts. There's something wrong with it.
Exactly, it's injured.
Now, the article says, like any exercise, it's best to stretch before and after TRX. Now, when we stretch, we do this kind of motion. We hold our body or parts of our body in a certain way so that we can pull the muscles. Not too much. You don't want to hurt the muscle, but just pull it a little so it gets
a bit loose,
relaxed.
Get some blood flowing. Yeah. If you do too much too fast, you will get injured,
right?
Like we said.
But if you do it slowly, your muscles will get relaxed, and then that way they can work better during the exercise, and they won't get hurt.
Exactly. For example, Amy always stretches before exercising in order to prevent injuries.
Right.
Injuries is just a noun relating to injured.
Right. The article goes on to say, if you don't do so, you'll be feeling pain in your newly formed muscles for days after exercising.
Yeah, I guess you felt that, right?
Well, in my case, I stretched before the first TRX class, and I still felt pain in my muscles for days after exercising.
Okay, this is extreme. Now, we mentioned newly formed muscles because when you do exercise like that, you actually damage the muscles in your body. But then your body makes new ones and it goes, well, all that weightlifting, I need bigger ones next time. So it rebuilds them better than before. And that's how exercise works.
Right. Let's see what the article goes on to say. Okay, so the article continues. Yet, with proper rest, you can return to your regular gym routine.
Okay, which would mean kind of getting back to what you did before, keep going in the same way. So, as the article goes on, if getting in shape in a unique way is what you want, give TRX a try. Here the word unique is used. It's an adjective.
Right.
It's spelt U-N-I-Q-U-E, okay? Unique. It's got that K sound, which we find with a Q-U-E in English. And it means one of a kind. There's nothing else like it. So TRX is unique. It's not like any other exercise. Another example would be to say that Pablo Picasso was a unique artist there is no one else, nobody else at all, who was like him, could
right.
paint that way, could do those things. So I guess, yeah, that does sound pretty unique, all the stretches, and you hold on to the ropes and the straps for the whole thing?
Well, you stand, but then you kind of lean back,
and then you pull yourself
up.
Right.
Or you can turn around, and then you can have the straps there, and you do push-ups to your legs back. And the farther you move your feet, the harder it is.
More resistance.
Yeah, so you can,
from the article.
You can see how much weight you can lift.
Yeah. Take a look in our article. Look at the pictures that we've got. That'll really explain what this looks like. Okay, that is the end of the article, but we're not quite done because it's now time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So our question today is, what is the most difficult exercise you've ever done? Something that was just really hard to do, you know, afterwards you were just completely spent. Brian, what do you got for us?
Well, most recently it was the first TRX class.
Sure.
It was, you know, for like 3 or 4 days afterwards, my arms were really sore and I came close to throwing up in the class.
Wow.
It was like, you know... before that, well, I've done a lot of, you know, done a lot of different martial arts.
Ooh.
So there have been, you know, like kung fu, judo, jiu-jitsu, especially kung fu and jiu-jitsu, there have been some very tough classes where, you know, I would have to fight with someone and it feels like 20 minutes have gone by and you check the clock and it's been about three or something.
Yes.
You're like, whoa. How am I going to make it through another, you know, time in this class?
I've done a bit of that as well. I did a different martial art called Aikido, which did involve a lot of, it was a kind of fighting style Aikido, so there were a lot of battles and a lot of hard landing on the mat. And that was, the first few times I did that, it was really hard. As soon as I got the hang of it, it was fine. But first few times, like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I also played rugby, a sport a bit like football in the States. As a kid, and that involves a lot of strange crashing into each other.
Yeah.
And after a game of that, you really, really want a nice rest and a bath and 2 days of doing nothing.
Yeah,
both of those were difficult. I've never trained for a marathon.
No, I have not either. I go jogging, but I've never done a marathon.
Yeah, I know a few people who've done long runs like that. That sounds really difficult. Just that far, that distance.
Long. I can't imagine.
Yeah, that would be a tough one. What about you guys? What is the sport at school when your PE teacher says, okay, guys, we're going to do this next? What is the one that makes you go, oh, no,
rope climb or something?
Yeah,
like
is it just, or is it just running around the field because it's kind of boring and that makes it hard to do? Kicking a football, great fun.
Yeah.
Not really like exercise.
Right.
Running just around the track. That's pretty boring, and that makes it difficult, okay? So what is the most difficult? Have a think about it. Have a chat with each other. But for the two of us today, we're done. So thanks for watching from English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Brian.
We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Workout in full swing with TRX. Flipping through fitness magazines, you might come across people hanging from ropes while exercising. This odd-looking workout is known as total body resistance exercise, or TRX, and it's gaining in popularity worldwide. Invented by a U.S. Navy SEAL, TRX was designed as an easy-to-carry way for soldiers to stay fit while traveling. TRX uses fairly simple equipment. Two straps connected to a clip attached to a horizontal pole. People using TRX do a variety of exercises such as push-ups and pull-ups using these straps. Since the individual is moving their own body mass, there's no need for heavy weights. Strong back muscles, good core strength, and balance are required for TRX. Although you can get a tight figure and improve your balance by doing TRX, you can also get injured if you're not careful. Like any exercise, it's best to stretch before and after TRX. If you don't do so, you'll be feeling pain in your newly formed muscles for days after exercising. Yet, with proper rest, you can return to your regular gym routine. If getting in shape in a unique way is what you want, give TRX a try.
Vocabulary Review.
Fairly. Charnay ran fairly fast in the race, even without training. Clip. The tent's four corners have clips which connect the material to the nails in the ground. Pole. The firemen slid down the pole in the firehouse when they heard the alarm. Injured. The bird had an injured wing after it flew into the car's window. Stretch. Rosa always stretches before her dance class starts. Unique. Many inventors have a unique way of looking at the world.